Long time it's a wonderful, wonderful, actually calming practice to just think about the elements and the order of them and what happens this direction and that direction, and it makes perfect sense as well. And so let's this is a fast summary. We're going to go into the Bagua now. Another practice of Feng Shui is the Bagua, and the Bagua is also laid out on a compass. And the Bagua is an eight-sided shape. And we see them all over the place. You just don't know they're Baguas. And that as well, if you could just picture the eight sides is the north, south, east, west, and the cross quarters, right? That's the compass. And what is inside of the Bagua is pretty much everything. I talked about the five elements are inside there, right? Because they're in that compass order. The 12 animals is another practice, and those are inside the Bagua too, in their compass order as well. Now, how would you practice the Bagua? Well, you learn what's in the eight sectors of the Bagua are just, I mean, it's a practice of a lifetime, because since the five elements are in there and the 12 animals are in there, your body parts are in there, your family members are in there, your health and your wealth and your your career is in there. Everything is in the Bagua. Your ancestors are in there and your future self. And so, you know, you're learning the direction that that actually is, what compass location that's in, what element that has, which animals are over there, if they vibe with your animal, you know, things like that. And in using the 12 animals, how to practice the 12 animals is way fun, because you find your other two friends first, because there are groups of three, okay? There are four groups of three. And so you want to find your other two friends that are animals. You want to really do stuff with them, because it's a go-go, forward transformation and manifestation partnership with these other two animals that you find. You find your secret friend animal, which is a whole different one, and you find, you know, you practice by, because people are these animals, because we're all born in different years, and we practice by, you know, finding out which family members and which business partners are all these people that you're supposed to be with and work with and do things with. And then we talk about the Lo Shu, the flying stars, quite a bit. Practicing that is a whole different pattern of order, that tic-tac-toe board. And they don't just move from right to left or up to down like that. It's an entire practice in itself, figuring out the order. And this is hilarious. As soon as you figure out the order, then you have to figure out how to do it backwards, because the flying stars, all of a sudden, they'll switch direction and go the other way after half the year. These are some of the ways that you can practice Feng Shui just by these types of things. If you would like a Feng Shui consultation in the new year for yourself, and just to see if the vibration is for you, like, you know, are you going to be one of the victory winners? Are you a dog or a pig or a boar? Is that you? And so, I mean, do you want to know? You could email pathfinder1111@gmail.com, and we could talk all about it. It is so fun. And little by little, we will be covering the new Earth Dog number 9 star coming in this 2018, coming up in February. And it's time, though, for our Feng Shui Fit Tip of the Day. You know, we're going to talk about, with this new Western New Year coming in, is resolutions. Wow. Lists of resolutions and lots of declarations of resolutions, and let's do at least three resolutions this year. And we can do resolution to, let's all do this, to the past, the present, and the future, and then we'll leave it up to all of you to personalize that. And you can make it all material if you want, but go in different directions too. And to go in much different directions, and they'll have much more help with that. Yeah, we have Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. Oviedo, Chumku, Wolksaku, Wichasha. My name is Pathfinder. We both extend the heartfelt handshake out to all our relatives of Mother Earth. Send out love together in this age of Aquarius that is approaching, together as consensus and consciousness. We work for the betterment of all. And this is the purpose of Aquarius. And this is also a very Lyran type of teaching as well. We learn to work together. It's also a very Pleiadian teaching as well, because when we work together in confederacies, in other words, we all have our independence and we're all choosing in the same direction. This is the power of Turtle Island, North America, and this is also the power of the teachings of the seven stars. Now, today we're going to work with the medicine wheel. We've spent a few weeks working with ascension teachings, and I'm including this and probably next week's topic of the 28 universal powers. We hope we'll do those next week, maybe. But including this in the ascension teachings. Because again, the ascension teachings are a four directions walk where we maximize our body, we maximize our heart and emotions, we maximize our mentality and that buddhi, which is wisdom. It's the seeds of wisdom that the Buddhists and Tibetans talk to us about. And then we ask Creator and the Mother Earth and the grandmothers and grandfathers of the four directions to help us find our sacred center, and in that place for our spirit to enclose our mind, and our mind to enclose our heart, and our heart to enclose our body, and the body to enclose it all as a living soul. This is the general formula of the four direction walk in the ascension path. And again, the goal is self-improvement. In the now, the learning from the past for transformations in the now, and dreaming a beautiful future from where? Now. Now, we're going to utilize the 32-stone medicine wheel. Now, the medicine wheel, which is often known as the Changleshka, sometimes you'll see these little four-direction hoops that are woven with porcupine quills. And you'll see a color in each of those directions. These are a very significant symbol and map for, as far as I know, all the tribes in North America. I don't have that confirmed, but it's very pervasive, the understanding of the grandmothers and grandfathers of the four directions. Now, in this 32-stone wheel, we have an outer circle of 12 stones. We have an inner circle of 7 stones, and then there is this very center stone, the Hochowaka, the sacred center. And then coming in from each of the directions, the north, the east, the south, and the west, are 3 stones that connect outer wheel of 12 to the inner wheel of 7. And this is the soul map. This is a soul map. It is also the solar path map. In other words, the progression of our souls in relation to our Father Sun, our Mother Earth, our Grandmother Moon, with the help of the elements of earth, water, fire, and air. In fact, this is the center circle, the inner circle of 7.
It represents our relationship to the sun, our relationship to the Mother Earth, our relationship to Grandmother Moon, our relationship and interaction with the elements of earth, which could clay, for instance, water, fire, and air. And this is that sacred inner seven, which also is the seven of the Pleiades, which also is the seven of the chakras along our spine. Now, the outer wheel in the sky represents the constellations. Like we have the 12 constellations in Western astrology that they'll say the sun moves through to bring an influence, a different influence basically each month, or not quite exactly, but very close to exactly each month. 12 perspectives. And in the stars, these are the archetypes. These are the powers coming from the center of creation and shining down upon our solar system and the individual planets of our solar system, and then every being in our solar system. Beings that are understood to be beings, and beings which we don't quite stand yet. Some, the visible and invisible universe. There's a lot, there's more that is invisible than what is visible. And we know this just by where gravity is. Okay, take a little bit of physics, you'll understand. There's a lot, there's way more than we can see. Here on the Earth, these are called, it's called the hoop of humanity. These are the 12 perspectives that we each must learn and digest and achieve in order to become a whole person. Now, in terms of the Earth teachings, these 12 come to us with the strength of the four directions, with Waziyata from the north, with Wiohiampata from the east, with Itolkagata from the south, and Wiohpeata from the west. And so there are three animal chiefs that help in each of these directions in order to help us to mature. And each tribe, you know, a lot of the tribes, they go with the same 12 in their wheel, though some tribes go with the 16. And how they get the 16 is they put that first right smack in the west stone for the grandmas and grandpas of the west, known as Wiohpeatakia, or the direction of the west. And then the three other stones to represent the animal chiefs that help us. And so this is the map. People are saying, what's my spirit animal? What's my name? And you hear this all the time. And this is the basis of the animal help. And it goes by particular tribes and clans and individuals. So the wheel that we're going to use today is from the universal and the spiritual laws, the earth keepers of the universal and spiritual laws. Hailing in from the north with the power of Wazi, the lightning bolt and the whirlwind, come Tatanka, the buffalo nation. Come Siatanka, the Bigfoot. Come Hehaka, the elk. The buffalo, the Bigfoot, and the elk help us with the teachings of the North. And the teachings of the North are the three stone pathway from the Wazi to the seven in the center. Okay? I'm going to give the animals, and then we're going to come back and do what the well, maybe we'll do it all together. Okay. The buffalo, the Bigfoot, the elk, all helping us with purification, healing, and renewal. Purification, then healing, then renewal. These are the three stones in the north that lead from the outer circle to the inner circle. Hailing from the east with Wiohihampata, the great enlightener who stands with the sun and the grandfathers of the futures to help bring in the good cloud dreams for the people. And representing the east is Wambli, or Wambadi, the eagle. Sente Sapila, the black-tailed deer, or the whole deer nation is over there helping out. And Kimimila, the butterfly. And so with the help of the eagle, the deer, and the butterfly, we learn the lessons of the east, which are wisdom, illumination, and pure knowledge. In gaining wisdom, illumination comes upon us and we achieve pure knowledge. And pure knowledge is that intuition drop to guide our lives. You know, in the East, they talk about the Jing being this really concentrated chi that helps our kidneys and adrenals to function during our entire life. And this drop of intuition is like that too. It's super potent. And I'm going to say that it works primarily through the still point that's in the center of the brain, you know. And so it's very related to the intuitional color of indigo. So coming in with the help from the east, we have the eagle and the deer and the butterfly helping us to learn wisdom, illumination, and knowledge. And boy, there's a lot of teachings. Just like the butterfly goes through such a transformation in its lifetime. And how the black-tailed deer helps us with our mind, and the white-tailed deer helps us with our heart. And the eagle has a special helpfulness, where when we pray in sincerity, and especially offer that tobacco smoke or that sacred incense, the eagle carries our prayers to all our relatives throughout the universe. Hailing in from the south, from Itol Kagata, where the great twin tree stands with the defender of all the relatives, and all the relatives of the Wamakashka and the Makasitomnia, the Matakuyasi, all our relatives of life coming from that south. And hailing and helping with this is Shung Manitou, the wolf nation. And this is these are the chiefs among the wolf nation, the Shung Manitou. You hear that Manitou in there. That's a word that has to do with a sacred ancient power, a protector for an area, and so the Shung Manitou. Unchikea, Grandma Turtle, and Minishunka, the otter, coming in to help from the south, to help us to be full of life. And the three teachings of the south that lead from the Wheel of Humanity to the Wheel of the Seven Stars are purity, innocence, and truth. And so in order to achieve life and life more abundant, we live in purity, we nurture our innocence, and we walk in truth. Now going to the west, you notice we started in the north. We started in the north with purification, and then we went to the east where we received the illumination of the great central sun. And then we go to the south where we express innocence in life. And then we go to the west. The west is the capstone in this particular wheel. Wiohpeata, the grandmas and grandpas of the west, a very mysterious one, this direction of the west. For in the setting of the sun, there is also the doorway to the ancestors. And so the ancestors come to us from this direction of the west. And helping the ancestors and the chief, the animal chief of the west is Mato, the bear nation. And helping the bear nation, Hee-Haw, the owl. We heard the owl last night. It was nice. They haven't heard him here for a number of years. And helping bear and owl is Iktomi, the spider. That's right. The 12th in the lineup for us today is Iktomi, the spider. And so helping with the ancient teachings and the place of the sacred fire is bear and owl and spider. And so in walking our soul path, which many traditions see as the solar walk, our walk amongst the planets and the stars here on Mother Earth, through relationship with these 12 animals and learning the lessons and their perspectives, they help us to become a real person. Again, starting from the north, the Buffalo Nations, the Bigfoot, the elk. In the east, the eagle, the deer, the butterfly. In the south, the wolf, the turtle, the otter. And in the west, the bear, the owl, and the spider. And the gifts of the west that we learn so that we can connect our humanity with the inner stars, in other words, these 12 aspects of humanity with these 7 inner stars from the west, we learn introspection, to look within the silence of our own being in order to discover our reverence and love for all life. So then again, the three stepping stones from the west towards the center are introspection, silence, and reverence. Then in the very center is Wakantaka, the great mysterious, or sometimes translated in a funny way, the big holy, but the mysterious, the great mysterious, just like outer space, just like inner space, just like the interactions of what we perceive to be physical life. We've been listening to a gentleman, Cliff High, and he talks about a lot of things, among some of them the cryptocurrencies, but he also has a unique understanding about metaphysics and the physics of what's going on with us, as he's got a couple ways that he gets his information. One of the things he talks about is that every second of time, 22 trillion births of energy and 22 trillion destruction of that energy. And so in every moment, I see the time got away from me. So in every moment, we can and are recreated many times over through our sacred center.
Well, hello, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. We have a brand new year here. We can just feel it, and we can recreate exactly 122 times a second who we are. So let's close Aloha Healers Network with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Chanu Edo.